You know, I'm going to close it here, and it'll be a very short teaching, a couple hours. But before that, I want you to just sit and enjoy a couple songs off this CD that we did. Not because it's our CD, I could care less. But this song, man, after that teaching, maybe you'll get it. Hit it. And turn it up, too. These half of us are deaf.
He's a minister of Christ, with God's grace he is sufficed. But there are times when he gets tired, till he recalls what God required. But he be faithful. He's a faithful steward, he shares only God's true word, and always presses forward toward the mark. Seldom thanked or lauded, knows by God he'll be rewarded, so he serves until the end, because he's faithful. The world will always judge him, call him a fool, say he's unwise, because he lacks the knowledge of the finer things. But he's a steward of the mystery, a sermon for us all to see. He's thankful God takes note of simpler things. He's a faithful steward, he shares only God's true word, and always presses forward toward the mark. Seldom thanked or lauded, knows by God he'll be rewarded, so he serves until the end, because he's faithful.
So great to be, because that'll change it up a little bit. it's so great to be and listen to the words, because it is. We're there where it's so great to be. So play it. Wasn't responsible for anything, and I could just listen, and I just got really healed over a course of a few weeks, and It was very healing, and that's what was on my heart. I don't know when it was, but I was diddling on the guitar one day, and I got recorded diddling, and Brian captured it, and then Brian put some stuff together along with my diddling, and then we decided to make it a song, and we diddled further, and I thought it had the potential to depict something that this has nothing, and I will repeat it again, nothing to do with God's word, what I'm about to say. But I sat in an office with Dr. Wirral once when he was talking to a captain in the mafia who wanted to take care of a situation that we were having. True. I was there, and Dr. Wirral was very, he was on the other end of the phone, and Dr. Wirral was, oh, thank you, sir. No, thank you. Thank you. No, that's so kind of you, sir. Thank you so much. If we ever need your help, I'll call. And I was just polite. It was great. And he hung up the phone. He goes, you know who that was? You know, I had no idea, you know. He says, he's a captain in the mafia. And, then he went further to say, he said, some of those men live the mystery better than we do. And I never forget him saying that. And I thought, well, damn it, as long as I'm living, I want to make sure the mystery can live better than those guys. And you know what? Having lived in New Jersey for these... hey, a lot of you that aren't from New Jersey are laughing, but they run the joint. And so I learned a lot about how what Dr. Wirral said was very true. And when Brian played this... Diddle I did, and then the stuff that he did, I thought of the opening song to one of my favorite all-time series, again, that has nothing to do with the word, The Sopranos. And so I like Brian's idea, and we finished it, and I'll play a little bit of this. It's the closing song on the CD called The Family. That you have the background on it because it's like a dual meaning, and I absolutely love it. So go ahead, play that. Make sure sure they can hear the beginning, the scratches. You see it, man? Riding down the street with your family. Get out of the way. Here comes a son of God. Street. we're going to get the word on that street. A couple of old ladies walk across. Take it easy. Hello, officer. How are you today? So if you want to go to Acts 2, I guess you know where Acts 2 is by now. We're going to close this thing out here with God's Word. I have been very, very blessed with the sharings from God's Word. And I've been very, very blessed with you and your lives. And I know God's done a lot for you while you've been here. And that's really important. That's really important. It's an honor to be able to view people get blessed, to get healed, to get delivered. It's you know, the greatest pay I ever get is watching people grow, watching people get healed, watching people get blessed. You know, that's like the greatest thing in my life that I get to do. That's the greatest thing. I just love it. In Acts 2, verse 41, then they gladly received, they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all, even as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking of bread from house to house, did eat their meat. And somebody read that last two verses. Just stand up and read it. I don't care.
With gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the children to the church daily, such as should be said.
Thanks, John. Yeah. So I want to go into verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people. The word praising means to speak in praise of or to celebrate one. They celebrated God. That's what they did. They, you know, we have birthday in New Jersey. They celebrate everything. We can get like one fellowship in a year. Because of birthdays and cousins' birthdays, aunts' birthdays. Again, Italian families have a lot to do with this problem. They got to go to everything. Showers, pre-showers, after-showers, shower. That's why the band plays twice every 4 years. But they spoke in terms of praising God. They celebrated God. Now that's something worth celebrating every day, every moment of the day. Every day. Celebrate God. What bad can you say about him? He's the greatest. You don't have to wait for his funeral. He's always the greatest. Always the greatest. Praising God and having favor. And the word favor is grace. It's a pleasing work. It means beauty of speech and inclining towards. You know, you lean towards, you incline towards, just like I've seen you guys do to one another. It's gracious disposition. It's a disposition that's gracious. It's inviting. It's tender. It's kind. It's kindness. And it's undeserved divine favor. Praising God. Celebrating God. And have an inclining towards. Pleasing. Gracious disposition. Kindness with all the people. That's what I see here. There's a kindness. There's a graciousness. There's an inclining towards. And it draws people. It drew me last night when I walked in the apartment. No, not the apartment. We're a hotel. I saw these people. I was like, man, I leaned toward that. I needed that. That was grace. That was favor. And people extended that one toward another, just like they are here, like you have been, and like you do in your homes. You can't just make this up one night and then one day, and all of a sudden you're that way. You're that way. Sometimes we get tricked to thinking we're not, but you are that way. That's how God made us to be. Praising God, they celebrated God and they had an inclining towards, a loving disposition, a kindness, an undeserved divine favor towards the people. See, the Lord's portion is his people. The Lord's portion is not Aramaic. I don't see that in the word. That's who God has interest in, people. He's not interested in caterpillars. Unless that caterpillar like us turns into a beautiful butterfly from that cocoon. Think of how the body of Christ would grow if believers treated one another like this, twofold way. One, applaud God, celebrate God, celebrate how awesome he is. I love my wife so much because of this. Every day she's pounding me with the word. That sounded terrible. She's blessing me with God's word because that's where her head is. Even if I'm studying something else, she has to share what's on her heart. And I love that about her, man. I mean, golly, what a problem to have. Someone who celebrates God in your home every day. It's such a privilege to be married to someone like that. I've been married to two people like that. Can you imagine that? That's impossible, but it's possible. Just think of how the body of Christ would grow if people celebrated God openly, not hiding. I love that, Steve. That was great. And having an inclining, you know, loving kindness, beauty of speech, all that stuff I shared, a gracious disposition toward each other. Because that's the real you. You want to know who you are? That's who you are. Maybe you haven't acted like that, but that's how you are. You sure have this weekend. 2 Timothy 2. You don't have to go there. Just relax. Enjoy yourself. You know, anyway, just listen. I promise I'll read. Well, I can't promise it'll always be perfect because I miss words sometimes, but Chapter 2, verse 1 is the first characteristic of a faithful minister. And here it says, Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. For an overseer or an elder or the church, that's a first requirement. Be strong in grace. Not only in our own life where we accept God's grace when we make mistakes and blunders and do things that we, if we had thought, we wouldn't have done, but grace towards others. People who condemn themselves criticize others. The most critical people are the people who condemn themselves the most. The most gracious people towards others are people who accept God's forgiveness and God's grace. That stopped the clock. So we're to be strong in it. Strong in it. In our lives, but also in the lives of others that we're around. Not everybody is as perfect as you. Never forget that. As John Candy once said, in a tremendously dramatic movie, he said, it must be great to be so perfect and odor-free. It must be so great. So as you're lecturing somebody, you know, chiding them because they don't think like you, remember the words of John Candy. You know, it must be great to be so perfect and odor-free. You know, come on now. Be gracious towards yourselves and be gracious towards others. And you know, that Ephesians comes up. Chapter 4, is it? I think so. I don't know. Yeah, it is. 4:29. This verse just blesses me so much. It says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, Ephesians 4:29. But that which is good to the use of edifying, again, building up, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Every believer has the privilege of ministering grace to others. We have the privilege of that loving disposition towards others, helping them, assisting them. Being loving, being kind, not mean. Man, I don't like to be mean, and I don't like it when people are mean to me. I can't stand it. It hurts my heart. I don't like it. This word minister in Ephesians means to give someone something to their advantage. Give someone something to their advantage. It means to bless someone with something that you gave them. You know, this morning I came in here and I don't know who did it. It doesn't matter who did it. It just, the song got sung. It was beautiful. It was a whole array of candies in here shaped like a heart with different color. It had to be an artist. Different color Jolly Ranchers. And that's why I threw them all to you. I wanted to share my heart with you. Donna Visoke has a black eye, but, you know, I'm sure she'll recover in Florida. But just think about the heart that I gave you. It'll help you feel better, honest. But think of that we can minister grace to the hearers. Take a look around. Demma, it won't hurt you. Look around. You've done that all weekend. Whether it was verbally, whether it was, whatever it was, your presence has ministered grace to the hearers. That's why everybody's so blessed. That's why everybody's heart is so tender. We've been allowed to have our hearts be tender. The world pushes us so hard to not have that. Don't buy into it. It's a bunch of crap. You got a heart. God gave you a heart. And it shows. And part of the reason is because you have been ministered grace. Grace has been ministered unto you and unto me. Just hearing God's word. Well, yeah, I shared, and Dean, Jesse, and Aaron, and Bob, and Michael, and Steve. That's seven. Seven sharings. That's not bad in a short weekend. That's pretty good. Not to mention the hours that you guys have spent with each other, talking, laughing, crying. It's nice. It's all nice. No wonder the Lord was able to add to the church in such a way in the book of Acts. See, this is all these things in this. Go back to Acts just for the fun of it. See if we can read it 150 times this week. You know, all because I could see how the Lord could add to the church because the believers acted this way. They acted this way. In verse 47, again, praising God. They celebrated God. About 5,000 got born of God, Spirit. And a couple chapters later, as a result of a tremendous healing by the man at the temple gate, beautiful. They celebrated God. He was leaping, praising God, right? Yeah. I never could figure out why I asked for arms when we needed legs. Did you ever figure it out? I didn't figure that out. It's not good, all right. It's been told before, it's all right. No wonder he could do it. Look at what they did. They gladly received his word. You know, there was added all these people. They were steadfast in the doctrine that the apostles gave them. They fellowshiped. They shared fully. They broke bread. They ate together. They prayed together. Golly, a lot of you guys got prayed for this weekend. A lot of you prayed silently for one another this weekend. Some of you spoke in tongues for the first time. Some of you interpreted for the first time. Some of you prophesied for the first time. Some of you got physically healed immediately. Some of you got spiritually healed. This happened this weekend. This book, this section happened and is happening now. These are not words to get excited about. These are words to live. We've lived this. We've lived this weekend. If we never live it again, we've had a weekend where we have lived this. And that is commendable. You know why? That's believing. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. That's how believing rises. That's what believing is. You want a technical definition? Look it up in a dictionary. You know what a dictionary will tell you? It means confidence and trust. I heard that in a class a long time ago. Confidence and trust. Yeah, it's good. That's what we've done all weekend. That's what we've done. Fantastic. The first century church had a lot of power because Christians believed that when they were born again, they received power from the Holy Spirit. And as a result, they could operate all nine manifestations. And I know all nine manifestations were manifested this weekend. All nine. All nine. It's not a bad weekend. All nine. Well, it didn't happen to me. Oh, come on. Really? You're going to get into that? Are you that? Well, you need some more healing. All right. But look, all nine, all nine, all nine. That's not bad. It's a nice weekend. Go home feeling good about yourself. When they got born again in the first century church, they operated manifested power. They spoke in tongues. They interpreted tongues. They prophesied. They operated the revelation manifestations, word of knowledge. Can you imagine that God gives us information that's humanly impossible for us by our senses to know anything? Well, imagine it, because he does. And then, word of wisdom, what to do in those situations once you have a knowledge. And then discerning of spirits, which basically means you know what's going on spiritually. If there's Holy Spirit or if there's other kinds of spirits, what you should do, God will let you know. And then faith, miracles, and healings. Believing. He's got it here, boy. Miracles. Got it here. I know one for sure because I was involved with it. And healing, gifts of healing. All those things have happened this weekend. First Century Church, boom, they did it. They did it. Again, I want to read a list of the things that are mentioned in this chapter, in this section. Number one, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in verse 42. Number two, they had fellowship. They shared fully, which you have done, in verse 42. Number three, breaking of bread, which we have done. Number four, prayers, which we have done. Number five, respect came upon everyone, which we've done. Six, wonders and signs done by the apostles, but here by more than the apostles. And that's where it ended up when they realized the greatness of the mystery that everybody. And plus somebody shared they saw it done, so they knew they could do it. And all that believed were together. We were very together. Had all things common. Sold pluralities. I don't know if we sold pluralities. I don't know if we did that. Continued daily in fellowship. Well, we did this weekend with one mind. We did. Joy and rejoicing of being together. Yeah, I'd say that's an ace. That's A's. Undivided loyalty. Well, at least for this weekend, we've been certainly like-minded and loyal and unified, like Steve was sharing. Praising God and sharing grace. I'd say we've done pretty well at that. And then the final thing that we haven't accomplished yet, but I pray that we will as we get out of here, the Lord added to the church daily those that were being saved. My exhortation is to continue to follow this beautiful template in our own lives that are laid out here in Acts 2. Because we'll be blessed by that and so will others. As we believe this section of scriptures in our lives. And the how of all of this, and this is where we'll close, is 1 Corinthians 13. Steve covered, everybody covered it. You know, the love of God. And that is something that I think it was Steve, I mentioned that it isn't mentioned in there, but it's certainly implied. And 1 Corinthians 13, again, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not the love of God, I have become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned and have not the love of God, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and it's kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Charity is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh, does not come to the conclusion of evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity. The love of God rejoiceth in the truth. The love of God beareth all things concerning the truth, believeth all things concerning the truth, hopeth all things concerning the truth, endureth all things concerning the truth. And the love of God never fails. And you know, Lisa Tracy, love never fails. Well, God said it first, you know, but it doesn't. And you know something? It appears to sometimes. It appears that it fails sometimes. Because you'll love, and you get nothing back. Well, if we gave up, then that really wouldn't be the love of God. Sometimes by being loving, you can get hurt. But ultimately, you won't, because God's word says love never fails. I know what it's like to get kicked in the head. I know what it's like to be criticized. I know what it's like to be talked bad about. People talk bad about me all the time. And you know what? It hurts. I don't enjoy it. But I also don't reciprocate. I pray I pray. Because many times that's the only thing I can lovingly do, because I'm not allowed to do anything else. But that's good enough. See, it never fails. I can help the person that hates me so much just by praying for him. I'm helping him. It's like nanny, nanny, nanny. Sticks and stones will break my bones. You know, but, you know, it's just, it never fails, you guys. And this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. See, people have tried so hard, unintentionally or intentionally, I think both, to separate God's word rightly divided and how important that is. They have that over here, and then they have the love of God over here. To try to separate the two is foolish. We need God's word rightly divided, and we need to be loving. That's the fruit of the rightly dividing of God's word. By your fruit, ye shall know them. The way I assess situations many times is just by the fruit that's being produced. Is it love? Is it kind? Is it altruistic? Is it the word? See? If that's the fruit, then you know that love really lives in that thing. But if it's not love, joy, peace, gentleness, the fruits of the Spirit that's being manifest, then you've got a counterfeit on your hands. In the name of God, possibly. In the name of rightly dividing the word so perfectly, possibly. But if it doesn't have that fruit, then that's the sure tell. That's where I look. Is there joy? Can people laugh without being looked at? Like, why are you laughing? Can you breathe? You know, some of these places, man, it's, I can't even breathe. I got to get out of there. I can't even. It's like, did I do something wrong? Am I going to do something wrong? Are they waiting for me to do something wrong? When's the axe going to fall? You know? Any minute, Oh, we could never be perfect. But the Sadducees weren't, and the Pharisees weren't either. And they knew the Bible. Have a nice life. Anyway, the love of God never fails. Never, never, never. Whether prophecies are going to fail at the gathering, whether there be tongues, they shall cease at the gathering. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect, someday, Lord, come quickly now. Sorry, that was my interpretation. is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When Jesus Christ comes back, there'll be no more pain, no more sorrows, no more tears, no more imperfection, no possibility of condemnation, no fear, no hate, no angst, no vicious sarcasm. It'll be all good in a neighborhood. Greg West wrote one song that I'm aware of. Our drummers. Drummers never write. You know that. It's a law. No, look. He wrote a song called There Goes the Neighborhood. The whole, we can't. I would love so much to put it on CD, but I know everybody would get the wrong idea of it. The whole song premise was, what happens when we're all gathered? What are the people going to do? You know, where'd they go? I don't know. This television looks good. They haven't been home in a week. Let's get it. You know, lyrics like that. But when that which is perfect and come, let them take the TVs. I don't care. What am I going to do with my car? I'm going to take this car up there. Yeah, I have a good time. And you know, everybody has an idea what they want to do at the gathering together, well, you know, what it's going to be like, what we're going to look like, what is the new body. Yeah, I don't care. You know what I want to do? I want to be the custodian at the gym. That's it. I'm not looking for a lot of prizes. I just want to play basketball. That's how weird I am. So, okay, you got into myself. Okay, there you go. Hey, when he comes back, we're going. And that, by the way, is the only thing you have to do, is get gathered. I don't have to do nothing. neither do you. I want to do things, but I don't have to do nothing. Except when that trumpet comes, I'm gone. I have to go. Bye-bye. That which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now I know in part through a glass. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face with our Lord and Savior. Holy smokes, that's going to be a day. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, believing, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. And they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking of bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I can't thank you enough for coming. It sure wouldn't be any fun if you weren't here. And I appreciate your love, your stand on God's word, and I appreciate what you have brought to this weekend. Your lives have done as much for everybody else as everybody else's, anybody else's, the teachers or whatever. And I really appreciate your life and your love.